So I took a break from sports last night. I took my wife to a movie screening. We went to see Joaquin Phoenix in Joker. Joker's reviews so far have been really dark, and I try to stay away from reading up on movies before I go see them, but there's been a tremendous amount of buzz around this movie. And as I walked into the theater, I'm thinking this is going to be either really, really good or really, really bad, no middle ground. Well, I was wrong. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was over the top terrific. It connects a lot of dots with Bruce Wayne, the whole Batman story. If you're into that sort of thing, my wife really, really liked it, and we had a nice time. So Joker starts tomorrow night, a break away from the sports scene. On the sports front here in our great state, so the NHL regular season opens tonight. The Coyotes open on Saturday, and I know the Coyotes have been off the radar, but let me just tell you that I like the new ownership. I think the NHL is in a very good space in the offseason. Labor peace was agreed upon for three more seasons. The St. Louis Blues are defending champs of the Stanley Cup. They play a heavy style of hockey. I don't know if that's going to work if you're the Coyotes, but nonetheless, I'm looking forward to hockey being back on the ice. I am one of those that really likes the game, especially in the postseason. I'm sure in the last few days you've heard about SB 206, which will kick in. That's the California governor signing the Fair Pay to Play Act. 2023 is when this will start. So I'm in favor of athletes making additional income. They do get a stipend. They do get their college room, board, books, so on and so forth. But through the years covering athletes, there are many of them that just simply do not have enough to get by. This sounds great on the surface for football and basketball. What is this going to do to the non-revenue sports? Because here's the thing. If you own the automotive dealership and you're a big booster, and I'll use my friend Tim Hovick over at Santan Ford as an example. So Tim does a sponsorship deal with Arizona State. Well, if Tim decides I want to just go directly to the athlete, would Tim then say, you know what, I'm not going to do my deal with ASU. Instead, I'm just going to go directly to the quarterback or the running back or the point guard or the power forward. See where I'm going with this? So all of a sudden, you could have sponsors that have been part of an athletic department for years and years and years say, well, why do we need to do a deal with the school? We'll just go pay the athlete. That money that comes in these sponsors goes to fund other parts of the program. Now, there'll be those that say, come on, Brad, you're being naive. The television contract covers everything. Guys, as TV contracts continue to grow, a lot of that money is still being funneled over to football and basketball. It just is. Athletes can profit from their likeness and their name. Look, if you're a player in high school and 2023 is your first year you're eligible to go to college, and you're a quarterback and you can go to UCLA or USC and make some extra dough, or you're being recruited by Arizona State or U of A and they don't have this in place, I mean, come on, this is a no-brainer. These are going to be 17, 18, 19-year-olds that are saying, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to get my jersey and billboards and I'm going to go to said car dealership and I'm going to sign some autographs right here in my own backyard. I don't have to leave California anymore. Now, there's a lot of space before this even happens in 2023. I'm just saying, while it looks great on the outside, and I think there is room for that, the other side is, again, what's going to happen to the non-revenue sports. So keep an eye on that. U of A Colorado is this Saturday. When I bring this up to people, they say, you know, U of A, Brad's really not good. And I would agree with that. I don't think they're very good, but you win at Colorado, it sends a pretty strong message. So the game's Saturday. It's a midday game. That's going to be fun to watch. And the flip side of this is the following week, poor U of A and ASU. And I do mean this in all sincerity, guys. I want ASU and U of A to always win out and meet each other and have the Territorial Cup actually mean something outside of Arizona. And I think this year it may, especially with ASU side. But U of A the following week plays Washington. They scheduled that game now for 8 p.m. And people wonder why fans aren't coming to games. Fans going to games doesn't matter to the Pac-12 conference anymore. It just doesn't. The following week, ASU plays Washington State. It's a 12:30 kick. Middle of the day, Tempe, middle of October. We're not going to see north of 48, 50,000 people in the stands. They may announce it, but that's not really what's going on. And lastly today, so I'm going to go to the Cardinals. Christian Kirk's knee ankle is a concern to me, and Cliff Kingsbury is going to meet with the media today. I'm going to drop in on that. But they got to win it one of these next 2 weeks. The Cardinals have the Bengals and Falcons, who both stink these next 2 weeks. And there's no A.J. Green for Cincinnati. So this is a game you got to win. All right, get on out of here. That's the high five for this Wednesday.